Joe, your thoughts on the game last night?
To be honest, it went pretty much exactly like I thought it would. I wasn't surprised Ohio State got off to a quick start. You knew they were going to be really fired up for the game with all the talk they'd heard all the last, 50 days. But LSU settled down and kicked in, and LSU just has another gear that I just don't think Ohio State has. And so it really didn't shock me at all the way it turned out.
New rankings have Vanderbilt 13th in the AP. Pretty impressive.
13 in AP, 12 in the USA Today poll. And, I guess when you're one of the few unbeaten teams left, that's certainly going to be part of the case. But now we get into that second portion of the season, the conference play. And some teams may be struggling and some teams are hot. But when you get to conference play, it's just kind of a whole different level. So we're going to have to be ready for tomorrow night for South Carolina. And, South Carolina is a team that has given Vanderbilt problems. I think, in fact, they've won 8 of the last 11 trips to Memorial Gym. So they've had a lot of success in Nashville, and that's going to be certainly on the minds of Vanderbilt. Amazing. Shane Foster got the SEC Player of the Week award for the third time this week. And no other Vanderbilt player has ever done that I recall. And A.J. Ogilvie once again got SEC Freshman of the Week. But if you saw Shane play this past week, you can understand why he got it. He was just unbelievable this past couple of games.
Joe, as far as South Carolina, they may hold an advantage over Vanderbilt, but it's an entirely different cast of characters for the most part.
Yep.
They've got the two transfers at guard, small but quick Zam Frederick and Devin Downey. Intriguing. And guys who can beat you off the dribble, and that in the past has given Vanderbilt problems.
Well, and Devin Downey wore Vanderbilt out when he played for Cincinnati, when he came in as a freshman, a couple of years ago. And you're right, Mark, that's been the hardest thing for Vanderbilt to deal with defensively is those quick, fast, penetrating guards that can handle the ball and shoot. And so that's certainly going to be the big focus, of the issue in getting ready to face South Carolina. The other is you don't know if Raleigh Ross is going to be ready to play for them or not. He is a 65% three-point shooter, which is phenomenal. So you factor all those unknowns in, and it's no easy game, but I still just don't think there is one in the league.
Dave Odom, the coach of South Carolina, likes his group of freshmen, especially forwards Mike Holmes and Sam Muldrow III. Are you going to call him the third?
The third Trey, maybe. We don't know.
The Trey. But they've had some impressive moments already this season.
Yeah, they certainly have. And I mentioned Trey. Thank goodness Trey Kelly's no longer there. He had career nights against Vanderbilt. But it is a different, entirely different cast of characters that is playing a much different style than they played before. I mean, this team is scoring almost 78 points a game. They like to get up and down the court a little bit, and you mentioned those guards have a lot to do with it. So it's a much different scouting report this year than it has been.
Talk about Kevin expressed a little concern for the bottom two rungs of his 10-man rotation. How do you think that's going to change when they go into SEC play?
Mark, I'm not sure that it will change. He's got a little bit of a concern for a couple of guys that just haven't been playing particularly well recently. Talking about George Drake, certainly Andre Walker, maybe not playing at the level he was. But Ross Neltner hasn't had tremendous games the last couple of games. He's had flashes and spots. I think Alex Gordon would tell you he hasn't played particularly well the last couple of games. I'm not sure they're going to monkey a lot with the rotation at this point. I think they're just hoping to kind of get those guys some confidence back and hope that they can kind of pick it up at the right time, because they've shown enough flashes where when they can go 10 and 11 deep, it's awfully difficult to deal with. You don't know how Jamie Graham factors into this. Jamie's still learning a lot about the team and about how they run their offense, things they do defensively, but he brings energy. He brings defense on the ball, and he can shoot a little bit. So I'll be curious to see how he factors in.
All right, Joe, speak to you again tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow.